show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Tuesday, November 6, 2012. Here it is Election Day, the day the dead walk the earth, at least at the polling stations here. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. The lovely Miss Crystal, as always, sitting in the control room, managing our warp drives, feeding the mutant hamster, and ready to answer the phone when you call on in. A lot of stuff going on here. A couple of program notes. Claire will be with us on Friday again. Thursday, we're going to have the director of Behold a Pale Horse on there. At this point, we cannot confirm Bev Harris will be on our show Thursday. And as we get into the content of today's show, it'll very quickly become obvious why she may be a little bit overworked here. So getting onto the election news, obviously the top story, this grand theatrical pageant that is being thrown to legitimize tyranny in this country here. Up in the tiny town of Dixville Notch, New Hampshire, the presidential vote ended in a tie. Now, the reason for this is starting more than 40 years ago, the town of Dixville Notch, New Hampshire, would open their polls at midnight on election day, and everybody would agree to go down there, cast their vote, and be tabulated. So it's the first official reported result of the country. Normally tends to go Republican because New Hampshire is a GOP state for the most part. But in this case, it was a tie, which is an historic first. There's never been a tie before in Dixville Notch. Now, another tiny New Hampshire town that does the same thing, Hart's location, Obama won that one. Whether it really means anything or not, we don't know. Everybody's like reading the tea leaves and studying the portents and the omens about how the election is going to come out here. This is, of course, the most expensive election ever in U.S. history. The candidates at all levels have spent almost the entire gross domestic product of Nicaragua, $6 billion, on this election. You know, all to pick up these jobs, which pay maybe $40,000, $80,000, $120,000 a year. And it really is. It's a war of money, and democracy has been left behind in the dust. Now, story that we're watching right now, and we're still not getting a report on the final judge's ruling, even though it's now 2 hours overdue. There was a lawsuit filed in Ohio regarding the last-second application of software patches to Ohio's voting machines. Now, under Ohio law, there can be no software on the machines that has not been inspected and certified ahead of time. But all of a sudden, at the last second, they ran in and put these software patches on machines in 39 counties. The Ohio Green Party immediately filed lawsuits saying you cannot do this. It's a violation of law. The manufacturer of the election machines, ES&S, which has a long history of problems with their machines, and we'll get to that a little bit later on, is basically saying the lawsuit is ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. You know, this is only an alteration to the tabulation portion and doesn't affect the actual voting. Well, we know from long studies of these election fraud machines that it's in the tabulation section that alterations get thrown in, because that way you can control whole blocks of vote and not just altering one vote at a time here. So the problem with the delay with the judge reporting is that the polls are already open and those compromised machines are already in use. And if the judge rules in favor of the lawsuit, all of the votes on those machines become invalid and will have to be redone. And it's after 1 o'clock. The judge was saying there was going to be a ruling at noon in Ohio. It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Still no word in the ruling. I'm smelling a really huge rat. When we come back from this commercial break, I'm going to give you my forecast of what I think may be about to happen on this lawsuit. So we're going to take a break here, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You know that maintaining your health is getting harder than ever. GMO, chemtrails, designer viruses, toxins, and mysterious syndromes make it very difficult to protect yourself and loved ones. So what can you do? How can you fight back and own your health? What if powerful technology existed designed to help you optimize your physical and mental well-being, correct chronic issues, and extend your quality of life? Skeptical? Sure. We were too, but results don't lie. Your body's an energy system, and the future of medicine will use non-toxic bioenergy to rejuvenate your cells with the perfect living energy they're made from. How do we know? Because that future began nearly 100 years ago and lives on today because of powerful results. T8 is a breakthrough technology that's transforming the science of bioenergetic rejuvenation. To learn why over 800 holistic practitioners and people just like you bought T8s over the past 3 years, visit antiaging8.com. That's antiaging, the numeral 8, .com, or call 979-227-2277. 979-227-2277.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together and stick up on a computer alone. Big MacDonald had a farm, then he opened a burger joint.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about the election today. We're talking about all the problems already. The day isn't even over. And the problems are piling up, and we're talking about this lawsuit arising from this last-second experimental software patch applied to the voting machines in 39 counties in Ohio. Now, Ohio election law is very clear. No software is allowed to be installed on the machines unless it has been inspected and certified. Although, if you watch the documentary, the HBO documentary, Hacking Democracy, even the certification process is very much in doubt. Because the certification companies work for the companies that make the election machines. So, but it's still, it's a clear violation of Ohio law. So they ran in, they put these experimental patches on there, they got sued by the Green Party candidate. We're expecting the judge's ruling. The judge said he would rule at noontime. It's after 2 p.m. I just checked. There's still no word on the decision. I'm smelling a big, huge rat here. The longer we wait to get a decision, the more and more likely he's going to kick it out under some pretext. And I think what's going to happen is the judge is going to rule against the Green Party candidate. You know, unless he says you can actually prove there is a virus in the new code, which is, of course, going to be impossible to determine in the space of time given. The judge may say we want a hand count of a random sample of ballots to make sure nothing funny is going on. And we know that process is open to fraud, again, going back to hacking democracy. Or he could simply delay the decision until the polls are closed and say, yeah, we shouldn't have had the election on the altered software, but no relief is possible, which is what the United States Supreme Court did in 2000 with the Florida recount. Remember, it was start, stop, start, stop, start, stop. And in the end, they simply said, well, we're going to let it sit where it is, handing the victory to George W. Bush, because there is no relief possible, even though this was done improperly. And as a footnote, the United States Supreme Court said that decision in Florida 2000 could not be cited as precedent in any other future cases, which tells you it was nefarious from the get-go. Now, we're seeing more skullduggery going on there in Ohio regarding the provisional ballots. Basically, this last-minute directive issued by Ohio Secretary of State John Husted, who's a Republican, could invalidate legal provisional ballots, just kick them out, and that could swing the entire state. Now, apparently, there was a big scandal going on in Ohio where the hours for early voting were different from one place to the other. And in Democratic precincts, the early voting hours were very limited. There was a big fight over allowing weekend early voting, which would have impacted people who are struggling to keep their jobs and feed their family. There apparently is a huge problem with faulty ballots. Some early voters were receiving the wrong ballots based on their party affiliation. It's just a mess from top to bottom. We're getting reports from election observers in Ohio that many of the ESNS scanners are broken. And so they're giving provisional ballots to people who have to go stand in a new line to vote provisionally, which is even longer than the line for regular voting. And the lines are long all over the United States. And again, you can skew the results by the number of voting machines you have per polling place, because in places you think are going to go against you, you put too few machines or broken machines, the lines get long, and a lot of people just get discouraged. They can't take the whole day off from their job to vote. They show up early, they stand in line 2-3 hours, they're starting thinking about that hit on the paycheck they're going to take, and they quit of their own free will, and they go home, and they don't vote. So this thing is just completely out of control. Now, I got an email from a reader saying that he received an email regarding the issue of write-in votes, because we're finding out there is space for write-in votes, but apparently this reader says he was notified by the Ohio Secretary of State and the election board, they're not even going to bother counting the write-ins. Up in Oregon, we have an election worker who was fired after she was discovered taking incomplete ballots, where people would vote for the president and vice president, and they didn't have a choice for anything else, and she was caught filling in the straight Republican ticket. And so that's happening up there as well. Over in Colorado, they have done this little scam where they've created a system that links the voter identity to the actual ballot, which means under voter privacy laws, there can't be an audit or a recount in Colorado because it would violate the privacy of the voters. Seems to be the only reason they put this provision in there. But it's just a complete, complete mess. Allegations of unions putting illegal immigrants on voter rolls down in Nevada. Now, up in Chicago, there's a scandal where apparently the election judge, who's supposed to be impartial, is wearing an Obama cap while checking in the voters in Obama's Chicago ward. You are not allowed to have any campaign signs or symbols within the voting place. It's electioneering within the polling place is illegal all across the country. And apparently the voter who took the photo of this election judge wearing the Obama cap saw him giving extra ballots to Democratic voters. It's just completely out of control. It's a joke. Over in Philadelphia, there's apparently an Obama mural on the polling place. Republican officials were kicked out. There's a lawsuit there saying that the Republican officials have to be reinstated to make sure the election is fair and free. It's completely out of control here. Why are the lines so long in Florida and Ohio? Massive lines this weekend in Florida and Ohio, 6 hours or more to cast their ballots. And this is not an accident. In Ohio, after attempting to cancel weekend early voting altogether, Secretary of State John Husted drastically rolled back the early voting hours. So people had to make a choice. Go to my job and feed my family or go vote early. In Florida, the number of early voting days was cut from 14 to 8. This stuff is completely out of control. Completely out of control. Hearing some sirens in the background on my headset here. This last weekend, all of a sudden we're hearing more sirens, more ambulances, more police cars. We had like seven. That's a fire truck because they just blew the big horn there. A lot of stuff going, a lot of unhappy people, a lot of shouting and screaming and adjacent units over the weekend. I think people have hit the breaking point here. There is a video that has been posted to YouTube and has gone viral showing the screen of one of the electronic voting machines. When the guy touched the screen for Obama, it flipped Romney. He checked all the other buttons. They worked correctly. Only this one, apparently the person running the poll said it's not a big deal and did nothing about it. So it's just all over the place here. Now, at whatreallyhappened.com, I've reprised some flashbacks about how easy it is to hack these electronic voting machines. We all remember Bev Harris over at Black Box Voting got the original software for the GEMS system, the Diebold voting machine software, and just found all these trapdoors through which the results could be changed and leave no trace. This is an absolute joke for democracy. GOP senators are screaming that thousands of ballots are unlikely to reach military voters at overseas military bases in time for them to complete, because military votes have to be completed on election day and postmarked by midnight. If they don't have the ballots, their votes will become a point of contention. If you have not seen the HBO documentary, Hacking Democracy, you need to watch it. We have it linked to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com. You've got to watch it. You've got to send this to all of your friends and family. Let's see. Remote vote tampering attack at a Sequoia voting machine by Argonne National Labs. This is a flashback. Government programmer testifies voting machines are rigging elections. We have all this stuff up there for people to look at. There's one video about Diebold vote fraud. YouTube is now blocking it, supposedly on copyright grounds. The jig is up. Apparently, the Ohio Secretary of State was removing Democratic members of the election board for supporting weekend voting. They're not even trying to hide this anymore. They're not even trying to hide the vote theft and vote rigging. Apparently, in Ohio, again, the GOP admits early voting cutbacks were racially motivated. They were targeted on black neighborhoods to discourage, to suppress the black vote. It's just complete nonsense. Obviously, those people in Texas and Iowa who said they were going to arrest election observers have something to hide, something to protect here. Now, we put up a poll at whatreallyhappened.com. Who are you voting for in today's presidential elections? And at the moment, Obama is slightly ahead of Romney, but Gary Johnson, who's actually on the ballot in all 50 states, is well ahead of both Obama and Romney. He could have a surprise showing today. Ron Paul, as a write-in, though, is beating all three of them. As a joke, I put my own name on there, and I'm ahead of Virgil Good, but behind Jill Stein. But in second place on all the selections on the poll is I don't vote. It just encourages the bastard here. All righty. Let's see. We're coming up on a commercial break. We've got callers on the line. When we come back from the commercial break, we're going to start taking some phone calls. So join us on the air, 800-313-9443. This is a farce. I'm insulted as an American, and so should you be. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Oh, yeah. Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save earth.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
D-Boy lives in a cardboard box down by the Mission Bell, where saints refuse to go and the sinners wish him well. Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine, it happens far too often. A decorated soldier, veteran of the war, who would have thought that he would be among the sick and poor? The man wags his head while the rich man turns away. His mother looks on weeping, teardrops of blood are falling.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We got callers on the line, and I'm already getting emails from people who are encountering all kinds of problems and skullduggery in the elections all across the country here. Gunther in New York. Aloha, Gunther. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Now, yesterday, you identified yourself as a Republican, but you said you're not. But you're not going to vote for Romney.
Nope.
I'm curious. Can I ask, when was the last time that you voted for a Republican for president?
Boy, that would be. That's actually a hard one. I honestly don't remember. I'd have to go back and look at the various elections. I would have to say the last few elections, I voted third party and independent. And I'm a Republican primarily because of heredity. I come from New Hampshire. I come from a Republican family. My grandfather was drinking buddies with Richard Nixon, but I'm not the kind of Republican who's going to vote the Republican candidate if he turns out to be a real jerk. And so I should redefine myself as a libertarian, at this stage. but I tend to vote the individuals and the issues.
Because if you've never actually voted for a Republican for president, yeah, I think you might want
I voted for Republicans before. You know, I voted for like Ford and I voted for the elder Bush. I think I voted for George W. as well, because I couldn't stand Al Gore with all of his climate and environmental stuff. So, I call myself a Republican and a paleocon mostly because I support those founding principles of this nation. And some of libertarianism, I think, is a little too chaotic. But I tend to vote the people and the issues. And right now there's nobody for me to vote for, okay? And I'm gonna have to let you go here, because the callers are piling up here, and we're gonna switch over to George in Texas. Aloha, George. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind, George? Are you there?
Yeah, I am. I just had to take the mute button off. I gotta say, today I did go vote. There was no ad or moralities. The voting machines were down, so we had to use paper ballots.
Imagine my shock.
Yeah, actually, we had a big rainstorm last night, and the storm blew the roof off and damaged all the machines.
Oh, well, that's definitely a sign from the heavens on that one. But, there's problems everywhere. Broken scanners, broken machines, completely untrustworthy results.
Well, but anyway, I written in Ron Paul. For the reason
Good for
is,
you.
Well, I did not, because I kind of figure a write-in candidate's not going to be counted, but if I voted for a third-party candidate, that vote probably would have been stolen from Romney or for Obama. It's the way I saw it. But I voted my conscience. I did not vote. But, you know, the thing is, I could tell probably who's going to win the election. You hear about Nate Silver bumping up the odds to 92% that Obama will win.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if anybody ever went to the horse races, that looks like the 8% that's voting for Romney is going to really profit, because people who are bumping up the odds of 92% for Obama win,
mm-hmm.
that means the fix is in, and 8% are going to make a lot of money.
Well, the fix is in on both sides. It's just a question of who's got the better fixers is what's going to decide this election.
Yeah, but I would just say, I hear about in certain places that the UN observers are calling the police and having the other observers escorted off the precinct premises. This is what I hear been happening in Houston.
Okay, I would want confirmation on that one. Why is the UN saying the other observers have to leave?
That's what I like to wonder.
Okay, are the other observers partisan? Are they electioneering in the polling place? That would be a legitimate reason to remove them. Or if the other so-called observers are trying to interfere with the United Nations observers, that would be another reason. But if they're actually doing that, again, this entire election is a farce right now. It's a complete joke.
Well, you know what I say? You know what I wish would happen? I don't think it's going to happen. I just hope, I would like to see if there was enough states that was more than 270 electoral college votes and validate the whole election.
The problem is, whatever happens on this election and the recounts and all the rest of it, it's going to wind up back in the United States Supreme Court, who will pick our president for us and say, you know, this is just the way it's going to be. Go back to, working and paying taxes and breeding soldiers for us. But it is a complete joke here, and I'm going to talk about that as soon as we clear the phone lines.
Well, I would just say, it's hard to, like I say, I just hope when this country collapses, we go back to paper ballots, because I am tired of this election fraud, institutionalizing tyranny and corruption. Thank you, Mike.
You got it here. We're coming up on another segment, so I'm going to hold off the next couple of phone calls until we come back from the commercial break. But this election, as it is being conducted, and all of the earlier elections, 2004, 2008, 2000, all the way back to all of these, this degree of open, flagrant vote fraud is an insult to America. It is a slap in the face of every American who risked life and limb in all of these wars where they thought they were preserving and protecting democracy. This is an insult to absolutely everybody who believed in what America is supposed to be, and we should all be very angry. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Call me, U.S. Steel, 21st Century Fox Soundbite. Who gives a damn what's true or false, long as it leans to the right. Add a token liberal, pretend I'm fair. I've been before some sex appeal. I'm busy oiling up the corporation wheel, and they call me.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about Election Day. We're talking about massive in-your-face vote fraud, election rigging, voter suppression. All the dirty tricks are out there on full display here. We're going to go back to the phones. Andrew in Massachusetts. Aloha, Andrew. What's going on where you are?
Michael, hi. It's like I feel like I'm getting ready for a funeral. You know, I'm going to vote this evening after work. And I'm kind of in a state of depression. You know, I'm certainly not voting for either of these primary candidates here. I'm voting for, really, in Massachusetts, we have question two is assisted suicide. I don't know if you read about that in Massachusetts.
Yes.
So I'm voting no on that one. But, you know, I wanted to ask your opinion. I mean, when's the last time we've had a legitimate president? I mean, are we going to Andrew Jackson? How far do we have to go back?
Andrew Jackson's probably a good place to go. I mean, we know that there's always been an issue with vote fraud, especially whenever the election is as close as we are told this one is. Now, I don't think, to be very honest, the election was that close. I think that the polls, the opinion polls, are just as suspect as the actual election. And when you have a group of money junkies that are pushing as hard as they can to get a money junkie president, and they own large blocks of the media, and they have financial ties to these polling organizations, they're going to be using the influence, because you can't steal an election if people think the guy who wins wasn't supposed to have a chance to begin with. If he's down 20 or 30 points, you can't do that. So I think one of the reasons that we have seen these opinion polls all over the place in terms of who's ahead, you know, which destroys their own credibility. You know, if their range of error is that great, then why are we even paying attention to them? But, you know, obviously, if you're going to steal an election, the first step you have to do is to get the corporate media to push the guy that you're trying to steal the election for. And I think we've seen a great deal of that. In terms of when was the last time we had an honest election, I don't know, and you don't either. And that is something to keep in mind.
I think that this all started before, I mean, with Ron Paul. I mean, you know, how he was victimized before he could even get off the ground.
You absolutely, you know? Absolutely was. In fact, I just got an update from that reader who said that write-in votes were not going to be counted, and he sent me the actual email. And what the state of Ohio has said is that write-in votes for Ron Paul will not be counted, because he is not certified as a write-in candidate. And then they list all these people who are down there who are certified write-in candidates, which we've never heard of before. Susan Daniels, Nelson Keaton, Jill Reed, Platt Robertson, Randall Terry, Mike Vargo are all certified for write-in presidents and will be counted. But if you write in Ron Paul, Ohio will not count him. It's just that arbitrary.
Well, furthermore, you're not going to see Fox or CNN cover that anyway. Even if he was 20% or what have you, they're not going to even let you know about that.
No, they absolutely will not. But like I said, on our little online poll at whatreallyhappened.com, Ron Paul is ahead as a writing, and Gary Johnson's in second place.
Absolutely.
But Gary Johnson,
I can't get too excited about Rand Paul. I don't know why I'm not feeling it with Rand Paul. I mean, you know, I'm on all the email lists and the Campaign for Liberty, and I don't know if you have that, you know, enthusiasm for him down the road.
No, I don't, because he is politically not his father's son in too many ways, and he acts like a modern contemporary politician, saying what he thinks people want to hear, and he doesn't seem to have the strong stand on principles that his father does.
Yeah, and he's talking about, you know, changing the Federal Reserve. Well, we have to eliminate the Federal Reserve. Changing it is not going to be a solution or an option if we want a real country.
Well, we could nationalize it the way Britain nationalized the Bank of England, and Russia just took control of their central bank, and that would be a good mid-course situation. But the money junkies aren't going to let that happen. They have a long history of killing presidents who stand up to them.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I appreciate your time. I want to leave you with one thing. If someone asks you for one leather jacket to get you two leather jackets back, what would you call that? That would be a Fonzie theme. So I thought some levity this day. But there you have it.
That is a funny
joke. There you have it.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Scott in Wisconsin. Aloha, Scott. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael, guess who I voted for? Kinkle
Ron
the
Paul.
Clown. No, I voted for Kinkle the Clown. You know, Michael,
yes.
I never seen something like this. Today I took my my little boy to school. They were having the elections in the school when the kids were going to school. Oh, my gosh, it was such a jam. People rushing there. One lady, she fell down, slipped on. I thought she busted her knee because she was trying to get out of there to make it to work with all the kids going to school, you know?
Now, that's funny because when I was younger when I was living back in Southern California, our polling location was a school. They let the kids stay home that day.
Yeah, well, the kids are going, rushing off the bus. You got people driving to school, and they got the election poll going into school when the kids are going with the kids again. But, Michael, you're right. This is, you know, I'm so sad today, and I'm not going to vote, and I don't feel one bad about it, brother. I don't.
Yep.
Because you know what? It's wicked, it's corrupt, and it's a bunch of deceiving. And this is just a control mess. And you're right. Everybody that goes in that has that fire in their soul to that want this country changed around, it makes them think, oh, boy, what's next? So, Mike, just thanks for taking my call. But I that lady, she was, I couldn't believe it. She fell down on the leaves and hurrying back, and I thought, oh, you all right, ma'am? And she said, I'm all right, but I knew she was in pain because she was trying to make it to work leaving school. Isn't that something? All right, Mike, thank you for taking my call.
Yes.
You take care, bud.
All right, thanks an awful lot. I mean, the whole point of the elections is to trick the American people into thinking they had some control over the oligarchy, and you absolutely do not. And I'm sorry, if you're going to the polls and you're voting, you're not really accomplishing anything except to grant legitimacy to the oligarchy, and I'm not going to do that anymore. I don't think the election is legitimate. I don't think whatever government arises out of it is legitimate, and we need to start dealing with the reality that the United States of America does not have a legitimate constitutional government any longer. We have an occupying power. We're going to go to Art off the grid. Aloha, Art. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, how's it going? We're talking about the election polls today, huh? Okay, well...
Yeah, I couldn't think of anything better for the show today.
Yeah, I imagine. Hey, look, I was watching C-SPAN today. Since I don't have TV, I have to watch it on the Internet. But I was watching the Washington Journal, and
yes,
the Wall Street Journal, whatever that is. I think it's the Wall Street Journal, is it, that's on C-SPAN? Or the Washington Journal?
Well, they're anyway. Both are. There's the Washington Journal is one of the shows that is on C-SPAN.
Okay,
I've actually been on them once.
This was the one that was on about noon this morning, or noon Eastern time, I should say. Anyway, I was listening to some of the callers, and of course, I tried to call in, but they wouldn't take my call. You know, they screen calls, and they actually want to know what you're going to say so they can, you know, and so they didn't want to take my call. But I heard a number of different callers calling in. I heard everything from, I'm not going to vote, and this is why, and talking about the corruption and the fraud and how it's become a disgrace and all of this. But what I thought was really interesting, the one call that I kept hearing repeated from caller after caller after caller was about doing away with the Electoral College and going to the one man, one vote, popular vote wins. And this bonehead they had sitting on there as a guest today continued to argue in favor of the Electoral College, talking about why our founders set up the Electoral College and why it would be so dangerous to eliminate the Electoral College, which basically ends up being the Senate picks the president. It's how that works out, if I understand it correctly.
Well, but in the event of a tie, there is. Yeah,
right.
In the event of a tie.
But what do you think? What do you think about the Electoral College and his discussing how our founders set up the Electoral College, why they did it? And what do you think about eliminating it, going it to a one-man, one-vote, majority wins, period, that's it, end of discussion?
Yeah, the reason the Founding Fathers set up the Electoral College is they lived in an age where there was no instantaneous communication. There were no computer networks, telephone, there wasn't even telegraph at the time. And everything was basically carrying messages on horseback. And the idea was each state would hold their elections, and then they would elect the electors, and the electors would go and have the final vote. And it was done as a hedge against lost horses, lost messages, and so forth and so on. So it was a way of trying to preserve the integrity of the vote at a time when trying to basically cart all the ballots, you know, in wagons across the country was fraught with all kinds of problems. But we certainly do not need it any longer. It is a holdover from 200 years ago, and certainly in the blueprint for the New America, it is something that much needs to go away. And we need to simplify the election system in order to make it as foolproof and tamper-proof as possible. It's got to be unified and uniform all across the country, and I will not accept that the nation that put men on the moon cannot come up with an accurate, honest, verifiable election system. I will not accept that that's an impossibility for this nation to accomplish.
Yeah,
okay?
That's about what I was thinking, too, because I'm with you, man. It's like they're not going to tell us that with our technology today, there is no way. I mean, if done correctly and honestly and transparent and open and fair, there is no way you could manipulate a true one-man, one-vote majority win election. There's no way you could manipulate that if done right, and we got the technology to do it. Hey, Mike, thanks a lot.
We do. All right, thanks an awful lot. There was actually a voting system designed called the True Vote system that really satisfied a lot of our concerns about an honest election system. Unfortunately, its inventor died in a strange, tragic one-car accident. We know it's possible to develop honest and accurate voting, and it has to be coupled, though, with laws that basically have punishment that fits the crime. When you're stealing an election, you're stealing the money of all the American people. You're stealing the lives of their children for wars. I think election fraud ought to be a capital crime, and I'm not a person who favors the death penalty. And I think, and again, in the blueprint for the new America, you know, election fraud is grounds for immediate removal of the candidate from the campaign and from all public office permanently. Because if that candidate cannot keep his own staff in compliance with election law, then they're by default not capable of running a state or a country. The problem is our system right now rewards vote riggers. They get the office, they get the perks, they get your money, they get your kids. When they get caught, as they are being caught today, the corporate media shrugs and says, oh, well, don't worry, it won't change the final outcome, which is a ludicrous statement to make. Because if you have found vote fraud, you can't guarantee there is more out there you have not found. Therefore, it is inane for the corporate media to be out there saying, well, it's not going to change the final outcome, other than that they've already been told what the final outcome is supposed to be anyway. We're going to grab one more phone call here. Bob in Michigan. Aloha, Bob. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon, sir. There's one poll out there that you could have taken with 100% accuracy. That would have been the Bilderbergs the first week of June.
Mm-hmm.
They knew who was going to win right then.
Well, that certainly tells us who they wanted to win, and obviously a huge amount of resources have been put into either brainwashing the American voters or outright stealing the election. But as far as I'm concerned, the issue isn't who's going to win and who's going to lose. The issue is this entire election process is delegitimized. It's
Amen,
not
brother.
Valid. It is a complete joke. It is nothing but this theatrical pageant put on to convince the American people they still are in control of their own nation. And as I said earlier, it's an insult to every American who ever risked life and limb in all of these wars, supposedly to protect democracy or to shove it down other nations' throats at the point of a bayonet.
Absolutely. Have a good afternoon, sir.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. We're getting another call, another report here down in Pinellas County. Supervisor of Elections. They're saying, oh, it was just a mistake, but apparently automatic robocalls were going out to voters telling them they had until 7 p.m. Wednesday to vote. Now, obviously, the polls close at 7 p.m. Tuesday, so anybody who goes to vote on Wednesday because of these robocalls, they won't be accepted. End of story. And we saw one other place, I forget which state it was, where I think it was Colorado, where the voter information pamphlets were going out, where the English side said Tuesday, today was the election day, and on the Spanish language side it said it was Wednesday. So this stuff is happening just all over the country here. Now, I want to get you all thinking about something. Knowing how obvious the vote fraud is in this election, knowing that we have seen massive vote fraud going back all the way to the John F. Kennedy election, we have no way of knowing if all of these political leaders who plunged this nation into unpayable debt and sent our children off to die in bloody wars on other people's property were the real elected legitimate leaders of this country. And if we can't know that, why should we accept the burden of repayment of all the money they borrowed? If they were not the legal government of this land, you and I and 300 million taxpayers are off the hook. It's not our debt. If we didn't actually vote for the people who went out and basically wrecked the country, if we didn't vote for the Congress that overturned Glass-Steagall, if we didn't vote for all these presidents that supported bailouts for Wall Street on the backs of the taxpayers, Why should we go on paying their bills if they cannot prove they were the legitimate government? And that's certainly going to apply today. Regardless of who wins this election, we don't know they're the legal government of this land. And we are not obligated to pay their bills, obey their dictates, and certainly not to sacrifice the lives of our children in these foreign wars of conquest to prop up a failed paper currency. Because that's the real agenda behind all these wars and the looming war with Iran. It has nothing to do with terrorism and weapons of mass destruction. It's all about propping up the Federal Reserve note when nobody else wants it. I'm going to take a break for commercials. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
We are living in dangerous days. I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core. This talk of holy war.
And aloha, welcome back to the show. And when that judge in the Ohio case delayed releasing his ruling, because it's coming up on 3 o'clock. In Ohio right now, and originally he was supposed to rule at noon. And when they started dragging it out, I said, uh-oh, bad sign. And sure enough, the judge has thrown out the lawsuit over the last second experimental software patches applied to voting machines in 39 counties in Ohio, saying that because petitioner could not actually prove the software contained any kind of viruses or vote manipulation software, the suit was groundless. Well, the judge has clearly erred, and I think he was trying to wait till late in the day to forestall the possibility of a last-second appeal being filed by the plaintiff. Because the issue was the fact that no software is supposed to be put on those machines without prior examination and certification under Ohio law. So those patches are a violation of Ohio law. And remember, software patches aren't the source code. It's machine code. Very, very difficult to figure out what it's doing. The source code is not publicly available. All of these voting machine companies take the legal position that their source code is proprietary private software, and nobody's allowed to look at it. That's why it was such a scandal when Bev Harris was able to get the source code to the GEMS software and prove that it had all these open doors. So basically, this judge has just legalized bypassing the security on the election machines and said ESNS, or any voting machine company for that matter, can come in just ahead of the election and change the software on the machines using uncertified, untested software. And the judge just said, yeah, that's okay. You know, the burden of proof is on the voters to prove that there's fraud. No, it isn't. The burden of proof is on the government to prove to the American people these elections are honest, accurate, and fair. And if they cannot prove that the elections by which they claim authority over the rest of us are honest, accurate, and fair, beyond all doubt, then we, the people, are neither legally nor morally obligated to obey that government, to pay its bills, or to throw away the lives of our children in their foreign wars of conquest. I'm not surprised at this court ruling. When they didn't have the ruling at noon, I knew something was going to go wrong on this. And I think the judge waited as late in the day as he could to forestall the possibility of an appeal. So this, again, this is just a joke. This is just a complete joke. This election is an insult to every single American out there. Anyway, so they're already predicting that we're not going to have results from Ohio tonight because of all the problems. There's going to be recounts and recounts. It's a replay of Florida 2000. And they're saying if it is that close, it could be 2 weeks or more before we know who the new president is supposed to be. Because they've already hired all the lawyers. All those lawyers who became famous down in Florida in 2000, they've already been grabbed by both the Romney and Obama camps to be prepared to fight this thing up. We're going to take a station identification. We'll be right back.